This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tac shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying,
hey, man.
Mike Bell, we got a lot to get to, but I couldn't be more excited about the NFL season getting underway. That's right. Camps open up this week. Falcons on Thursday. Mike and I will be up at Flowery Branch covering it all for you. Of course, all of our shows live up there. Morning Shift, Steakhouse, Andy and Randy. But you got to be excited about this. And Atlanta, we have a reason to be excited about this. 404-726-0929. We're starting here today because, Mike, we're shifting gears. It's not that we're not going to talk about the Braves. That's silly. We're going to continue to talk about them. They lost 2 or 3 to the Yankees. Had a shot to do something over the weekend. Didn't get it done. But with football now front and center, I got to tell you, the excitement level, people are asking, what are the Falcons going to do? I know you're getting it. Everybody's right. Talking about Michael Penix and the expectations. And by the way, there is real pressure for Raheem Morris to do something this year.
Right. Look, you got to make the playoffs, guys. You can't go 8 seasons and I go, this would be year 4 because you started, remember, in 2021. So you got to have those general managers team in the playoffs. Otherwise, I think Arthur Blank will have that conversation. And then if you're Raheem, you might be going out the door with the GM. Now, again, let's first focus on the positive. We got a really good football team. We got a lot of studs on offense. We think we've got some studs on defense, but the proof will be in the pudding. But the rest of the country is like, not sure about us. That's why they've got us somewhere in like the 20s, you know, of all the teams in the NFL, because they got to see us prove it, especially knowing how we finished last season. But I think Falcon fans know what we've got. I think Falcon fans are also excited. I got this weekend because you get to be at camp. Last year was a strange year. You didn't get to see the troops. And this year, camps open up. All the capital improvements at Flowery Branch have been complete. So we'll be up there, and then we'll be doing the show at Hooters Mall of Georgia in Buford. Man, can't wait. Coming up on Thursday.
Yeah, and here's what's funny. Ray McLeod, you guys remember Ray Ray, right? He was doing an interview on Pro Football Network, and he said, this is what he said, quote, I've watched Michael Penix every day for the last year at practice, and I'm ready to see him go into an experienced year and a polished year and see how far this goes, go all the way to the Super Bowl. Now, again, I'm not over-exaggerating this statement. What he's telling you is what we haven't seen. What he's telling you is what DBs were saying last year when he got run at practice, and they were like, he's ready. And we weren't getting a chance to see him. And Ray McLeod's like, look, I watched him all year long do things at practice that we were all wowed by. And he's not putting a statement on the Falcons going to the Super Bowl. But what he's telling you is the players, Mike, I think in that locker room know what they have in Michael Penix. And I don't think that they're like, oh, crap, here we go. You know, man, we're going from this to that, that there's a level of fall off. Nobody feels that way. As a matter of fact, some of them feel like the level of play is going to be better.
And that's what we got to hope for, man. And look, we've seen three games, okay? You had the Commanders game, which I put a lot of stock into because the stakes were high and the pressure was high. It's national television, Sunday Night Football. The Giants game, he had a throw in the red zone. It wasn't his fault. You know, we talked about Pitts kind of batting the ball. That was a pick. So when you look at his numbers, you know, he had some interceptions, but I think the rookie, you know, expectations are still, you know, you got to temper it because he's still going to have some learning curve. He's going to have some mistakes. He's a gunslinger. You know, he made those throws. He's going to continue to do that. But how does Zach Robinson get him through the first few games? Tough schedule. You spent a lot of time on that Friday talking about how tough not just the first four, the first six games are
first
for
six.
This team.
Yeah, look, and tempering expectations, I'm glad you used that phrase because if you look at the first six, I said Friday, if you missed it, and this is where I'm at. Now, until the season gets underway, we go 500 through the first six, I'm going to feel really good about this team. If we're better than that, so be it, and then maybe we can feel a lot better about where this team may be headed. But I just feel like it's daunting, and the fact that we play two teams in their home opener, you know, both on the road in Carolina and the Vikings, I think it's going to be a tough go. 404-726-0929, talking about the Falcons training camp getting underway. And look, we're just setting the tone for you. We're going to talk about this over the next four and a half weeks. Preseason game, guys, I think the first one, Day-Day, is like August 8th, right? And so we're going to get into preseason here pretty quickly. And I think Mike and I will be discussing how much do you want to see Michael Penix in the preseason. We've gone over this the last few years. Whether it was Desmond Ridder, okay, that was a joke. Whether it was Kirk Cousins coming off the injury, well, that didn't play out too well. And now we've got the new franchise quarterback who was drafted high. How much do you want to see him?
Yeah, it made no sense that Arthur Smith didn't give Ridder all the reps he could possibly have had, but that was on him. He's gone. And now last year with Coach, I think we know in hindsight now that he didn't have Michael Penix Jr. out there because you want him dazzling the fans in preseason and further kicking off Kirk Cousins, whatever that weirdness was. But again, that's also in the rearview mirror. But I would like to think you're going to use this preseason to give him as many reps as possible. Obviously, protect him. You're going to have him out there with guys that can protect him. You're not going to have him out there with a second-team offensive line. But don't you think we're going to see Penix in all the games? If it's just one series for Penix in this preseason, I'm going to be losing my mind, you know? By the way, I don't know what the weather is doing by you. We got a little tsunami rolling through. Just as I made that point for emphasis, it was like Hammer of the Gods. Thor just dropped one right over here in Midtown. Holy cow.
Yeah, on my way in, lightning. Have you ever been driving and lightning like strikes in front of you? It'll scare the crap out of you. Like a huge bolt came down. And I was like, ooh, that's scary. And then this rain hit in Midtown. But, yeah, man, if you're out and about, be careful. Here's the deal for me, Mike. I'm with you as far as how much they should play them. I don't know how many snaps that is or plays. Bottom line is get enough that we all feel comfortable. And, like, that's the point. I don't think anybody's been comfortable over the last few years when it comes to the preseason and our quarterback play. This hour is brought to you by Total Body Therapy of Georgia. When it's not hard, it's really hard. As we discuss the ongoing battles that will be happening at camp. Also, and there are some battles, by the way. I mean, there's some things we're going to be paying attention to. And then, obviously, the things that are going to be front and center, Mike. Vegas says 7.5 wins. Camp starts this week, right? Teams report today, tomorrow, majority of the teams on Wednesday, which include ours, and then boom, you know, as we said, things start on Thursday. 7.5 is what Vegas is saying. You buy that? Because I think we're better than 7.5 wins.
Well, that's the schedule, and that's when we got into it on Friday's show. I mean, you got a real, you know, tough schedule. And even though, yes, it'll all shake out, some teams that we think are going to be good will be going the other way. There'll be some injuries. By the way, Will Levis is already out. See that for the Titans?
Yeah.
Now, again, Cam Ward's going to be the quarterback. Kirk Cousins would never sign off. We'll talk more about that coming up at 3 o'clock. But getting back to the schedule, it's a bit of a beast. So I think they're looking at that. They don't know what we think we know about Penix. They've looked at Penix and saying, hey, he could be Jaden Daniels. He could be something else. But I think that Vegas is looking at us saying, we don't go and get the quarterback. We've got rookies, our unproven entity. That's why we're 7.5.
All right.
I mean, I think I'm going to stay with 10. And I don't want to sound like a homer, but I think, you know, last year, you know, you should have been. That was a 10 or 11 win team. Cousins doesn't have his meltdown.
Yeah, it should have been. I mean, we were 6-3. You could have crawled your way to the finish line, and you couldn't get it done with some of the games that you just gave away. If Cousins doesn't throw four picks in the Chargers game, what happens? If I mean, there's so many of those moments last year. What we're hoping is those ifs turn for us this season. Now, as we talk about the Falcons, and we will continue this conversation throughout the show, guys, and throughout the week as we lead up to training camp, the conversation about our Braves is pretty simple. What is Double A going to do? This is done. We've talked about it. You know it. We know it. If you didn't know it, Saturday night proved it to you again when they were up 5-0 and then 7-2 and then lost 12-9.
We can't get enough.
So, what is Alex Anthopoulos going to do? 43-55, fourth worst record in the NL, 12.5 back. This is who we are. So, we come out of the break. You hope to get some momentum. Let's get these Yankees. And you lose 2 out of 3. I think, Mike, when we start talking about the future of this team and how many moves are going to be made, I'm going to tell you guys right now, this is what I believe. They're not trading a lot of guys. As a matter of fact, do not be surprised if they add to this team. And what I mean by that is, Mike, you're looking to next season. You're already looking at 2026 and evaluating how can we improve this team. So, guys, here's the deal. Everybody wants to trade Ozuna, and I heard this all weekend. Dukes, we're going to get rid of Ozuna. Guys, you don't get a lot of return on guys who have contracts that are ending. Teams want salary control, number one.
Right.
Number two, he says he's fine. The hip was a concern earlier in the year. Don't know where that's at. But if you think you're going to go get like a number one starter for Marcell Ozuna, it's not happening. So the idea of like, well, what do you get in return? The only thing you get in return for moving Marcell Ozuna is salary relief.
That's it. You're not going to get the big prospects.
And Mike, we're top 10, top 8 salary as far as Major League Baseball payroll. Braves don't care about salary relief right now. They're trying to put a contender together. So that idea like, okay, let's just trade Marcell to go get a frontline starter, that's not happening. The Ozzie situation, as much as we've been frustrated with him, this is what I believe. They're not trading him either. He's cheap. You're not going to trade away a guy that basically is – you're going to save $3 million if you buy him out and pick up the option. I mean, it makes no sense, Mike. So I don't think any of those things are happening. I would not be surprised if they add to what they already have.
Yeah, I mean, I know that everybody – we say it's kind of like trading baseball cards. Braves fans, we were talking about this last week. Guys think we'll get a big – I mean, you're not going to get a big take for Ozuna. You know, and teams are going to know that he's had the hip issue, and you almost need him to get out there, Carl, and showcase that he still can do some things to maybe increase the market value. If there's a team which maybe gets an injury between now and the trade deadline, so basically we got, what, just less than 2 weeks?
31st.
That's your only hope.
Yeah.
You know, that somebody comes out and needs an extra bat, and they feel that Ozuna can crank it up. He's strictly a DH, obviously. You don't play him in the field. We know that. But, yeah, you might get, what, a pitching prospect? One?
Maybe.
If you're lucky, you know, so that's where we're at. The one guy that would bring you a bigger haul is Sean Murphy, but I don't think they're ever going to move off of Sean Murphy.
Yeah, look.
They want to see what they got with Baldwin as the DH in the short term. And look, and Murphy, as much as I don't like Murphy, Murphy and Baldwin are a really solid platoon/tandem. They're putting up decent numbers. You know, I mean, the clutch metric is there to a degree.
Sure.
With runners in scoring position, so they're not going to mess with it.
Well, it's gotten better. It wasn't always there this season, and which is an argument we've had. But here's the deal with Murph, and you're right. I don't think they're coming off of him either. But catcher position in baseball fundamentally is it's a two-player position. It's the only position on the field that you literally go, nobody plays 162 at catcher. Zero. So if you believe what they're doing right now, Mike, over the last 3 or 4 games or whatever coming out of the break with Baldwin DHing and Murphy catching, this is a way to get both bats in the lineup. And again, I think they still believe in Murph, even if we haven't. And I know you and I have gone around and around on it. But I just want Braves fans, speaking of tempering your expectations, Mike said it earlier, temper that. Because this thing is not going to be blown up. They're not trading away guys that have reasonable deals, and they're certainly not trading away guys that they have under contract, Mike, that they have salary control with. If you're talking about getting rid of Iglesias, let me ask you, Braves fans, what are you getting for arguably the worst closer right now in Major League Baseball? His ERA is 6. He gave up basically the game-winning grand slam the other night. What are you getting for Iglesias?
Nothing. I mean, again, you may get a double A. I mean, who knows? A pitching prospect. I think that's why when we talk about buyers or sellers, the farm system, whatever if you agree with the evaluations or the rankings, Carl, where the Braves farm system is, Alex has moved pieces in an effort to try to put a team together that can win. The window right now, it's not like the window's closed. You still got Acuna, one of the best players in the league. You still have Austin Riley. You know, we talked about what you've got in the young stars like Baldwin. You still have, you know, you believe in Strider, you know, knock wood. So you still can, it's not like you're going to do a complete overhaul, but I think they got to make some hard decisions about refitting this team. I think Ozzie's a big question about that moving forward. But right now, the only thing that you have that would get anybody interested would be Murphy. And as I said, that's not.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
That's really not going to be an option.
Yeah.
You'll get negligible returns, but you will get something. And this is where you hope your scouting department, you know, is going to drive a hard bargain if you can get anything for Iglesias.
Again, they're not moving Ozzie. That's where I'm at. We'll see. It's just too cost prohibitive to do that.
And by the way, if you really want to do something, go look at the guys that you want to replace Ozzie with, and you'll see it's a crap market.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spin Ball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.